Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, guys.
I have a question for the room. Uh-oh. Do you know what a flamper is?
No.
A flamper?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
It's like a glamper?
It's like a frenulum.
You know what that is, Chuck?
No.
It's not anatomical.
We'll show you later.
Can you say it?
You have two, I think.
Oh.
I did.
Didn't know that.
You have two. You have the area on the bottom of where your tongue meets your, like, inside of your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You feel the seam there, mm-hmm. And then at the bottom there, it's a little, like, it feels like a little bean, little object.
Oh.
Not like that.
Your finger in your mouth over there.
The other one.
You want to
do it? Oh, this is weird.
The other frenulum.
You brought it up, Paige. You started it.
I did. Sorry.
All right, so let me show him a picture.
Frenulum.
He's sitting right beside me.
That's true.
Yeah, I am. I can see the color of your shorts.
I was going to do an artist rendering.
I'm the only one.
I'm sorry.
I'm the lucky one today.
Is he color coordinated? No.
Yeah. Mm. It's close enough. White matches anything, right?
I forget. Are you circumcised, Fat Boy?
Oh, my God.
I can't tell.
Remember? I'm drawing yours for a jug.
Like, I don't know.
Pulling out all of it.
Okay. I think the doctor.
So if this was me.
Oh, wow.
But look, if this was me.
Yep.
See that part right there?
Yeah.
It looks like Jesus didn't make the seam go all the way. Yeah, right.
That's
there.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever wonder?
I guess not. Just thought that's the way it is.
They didn't teach us that in esthetician
school. If you ever have two frenulum in your mouth, you're going to hell.
Wow. Oh, you're very talented.
I believe that.
I forgot what she even brought up at this point.
I can't top the frenulum. Is it frenulum or frenulum?
Oh, yeah, you asked about a flapper or something.
A flamper.
That's what brought it up.
Yeah, okay. Flamper. So it means a floor hamper. It's a place where some people put their clothes after a long day, but you're not going to... They're not dirty, that dirty.
Well, they're not that dirty. What?
Mm-hmm.
It's like semi-clean clothes. I don't know what that means.
Well, let's ask this. Joe, do you ever wear the same pair of jeans more than one time?
I know you can. I'm a rarely do that guy, to be honest.
Yeah. You look like that.
I just take it all off, put it in my clothes bin, and then wash it all.
Nice.
Take it all off. Don't get excited.
You wash it yourself?
I do.
Nice.
Well, the washing machine does, actually.
Oh, okay.
You'd be amazed
Courtney,
about
the
technology these days.
Call her by her name.
He washes them in the sink.
I get them in the sink and hand wash them.
Because
I need to go do that when I leave. Start hand washing my clothes.
That's great. All right, so if you're tired, you've had a long day, you know, you work hard.
Thank you.
And you're about to get into bed, so you take your clothes off.
I do. I get naked.
Okay, you put them on the floor and fall asleep.
Well, Matt loves sleeping naked now, by the way. He said it. Sorry, Paige, go ahead.
It was a
I don't
nice
mean to cut
release.
You off.
No, that's all right.
I know people get mad.
So you nice do you go to bed naked or do you end up naked? That's me. I call.
Well, I got to get naked to get in the bed, so, mm-hmm. Right?
How do you?
I don't know, do you? Do you put in at the same time?
Do what?
Your legs.
Do I put both in at the same? What is
me or something?
You know,
else?
One leg at a time. I feel like you could just jump in the
I
air.
I just jump
and
in like
slide.
A monkey. I do.
Yeah, I think you could.
I do.
Jug parkour.
Quick on my feet.
Jug parkour as a hobby.
That's
Michelin Park only, but still. He's
that's
there.
Like samurai dressing.
I'd love to see Fat Boy do that.
Oh,
I don't sleep naked anymore.
Why? Why?
Because I have this stupid fear that, like, that's how
somebody's gonna get robbed,
or that's how I'm gonna die. Then that's how they find me.
God.
So when the paramedics show up, I'm butt naked.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
A good reason why you shouldn't sleep naked. That if somebody breaks in your house,
well, that's on them. If you don't want to see somebody naked, don't break in the house at night.
That's a good point, that
right?
But at the same time, like, I want him to run because he's scared, not because I'm naked.
Yeah. They're like, ah,
Like, if you see somebody naked, aren't you going to just go, I mean, you're going to be distracted for a second.
For sure.
So you're probably going to, like, poke
You're probably holding a weapon, and you're like, put that up. Oh, there ain't much there to put up.
What if he's a belly sleeper? You're like, I'm kind of curious what he's working with. Like, what's the gimmick looking? Like, where's the frenulum? And then you're going to try to kind of push him over and see, you know, what's going on.
Are you okay?
A lot of thought into that one.
Then you're like, okay, we'll rob the guy now. That's fine.
It sounds like some kind of cosplay you and the missus have been doing or something.
Oh, no, just me.
So if you... Back to the...
Not cosplay, role
play. Paige, sorry.
Sorry.
You know, we like to get sidetracked.
It's okay.
But it is a talk show.
Yeah, it's true.
God almighty, yeah.
So you may not want to wash them right away. That's what the flamper does, is it stores them until you want to do that. So basically, it's okay. It's a new thing.
Flampers. Oh. So I buy these on Amazon?
Or no, that's just Jeff, a word? It's a floor.
That's just the floor.
It's your floor. Yeah. You just throw them in the corner.
That's kind of stupid.
It's kind of lazy.
That's dumb.
It's your floor hamper.
Then I'm like, well, they're dirty. I don't even know. I'm not going to remember if they were dirty or not at that point.
You don't
Hold
them up there and smell the butt?
I don't do that.
God, I hate when people
do
that.
Why would I do that?
That's a woman thing. Like, women do that for laundry. And, like, I hate it. Like, why do y'all always do that?
Do what?
They'll smell clothes and see if they're dirty. I'm not talking about just like a little flyby. I'm talking about like face in and just
face in.
Like big whiffs.
Separate by color and wash.
Well, wow. I don't segregate. So.
Well, wow. I bleach, and I don't want to bleach my colors.
I put those Shout color catchers in there. You ever use those?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wow. I thought you were bullcrapping about really washing. Look at you dropping.
What do you mean? Why would I lie?
Is there a laundry service at the track? Like all the drivers the are going to?
Yeah, we just saw.
They stripped down.
I don't know, like Logano.
We're all the same person that does our like uniforms.
Wouldn't that be great if it's come like on. An assembly line thing and you come out all perfect, like Wizard right? of Oz?
Oh. Do you have old fire suits that you don't use anymore?
Yeah, I do.
That you just you like make them into shorts or shirts?
No. That'd be a good idea.
Lederhosen.
Yeah.
It'd be a good idea. I sold a couple to Panini recently.
Are they?
Who?
Panini.
Oh.
Yeah. Not the sandwich you're going to eat later, but.
Dang, that could be.
So, do you want one? You could put it on your leg.
Like, it ain't going to fit, but like,
I
want to
see how fast he can get in it.
He could just
would you bring in a helmet one day and see if he could put the helmet on?
Yeah, but I don't think he could.
Who has the biggest head in NASCAR? And I don't mean ego.
Man, I've never paid attention, but Austin Hill.
I'm going to look that up.
Biggest head.
How are they going to know? They don't.
What, do they measure? Internet.
They don't do our
says head
size.
Says you're net worth $30 million.
They don't measure your heads for real?
No, it does not. There's no way.
I thought they measured your heads for real.
Why would they measure our head?
For the helmets,
right? For the helmets.
Well, yeah, but the media ain't going to know, or the internet ain't going to know.
Well, that's true. NASCAR is good at hiding numbers.
They weigh us.
Who's the fattest then?
They don't just show all us what each other weighs.
There's a lot less fat drivers these days. Is it harder for fat people to drive race
Probably
cars?
Probably so.
But back in the 80s, so they all had guns.
Physically demanding.
Yeah. Dude, I knew Michael Waltrip was tall, but I didn't know Buddy Baker was 6'6".
Is that either. Why they weigh you to see if you've got too much weight to race?
They want all the cars to weigh the same.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Carl Edwards is big,
see,
but
like,
he's in shape.
It's up to 200 pounds, though, so like Fat Boy just be toting some extra weight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
But they would allow him to still race. That would be...
Yeah.
What if they started a fat NASCAR series? Plus
there
size.
You go.
NASCAR Plus.
That's a good idea. Maybe you should start it. You could be the director.
Let's buy the Greenville Pickett Speedway.
There you go.
Yeah, but like
Rob, I would.
Everybody's so fat, it'd be potholes on the track as soon as you go around.
Yeah, you want your car to pass inspection.
Yeah, Ryan Newman. Rob said Ryan Newman. He's right. He's a big boy. He thick.
Bit like head was?
Probably so.
Wow.
You know what? Tyler Reddick strikes me.
Sometimes
as a
y'all ask some questions I just don't know. Like, I've never thought
like,
of it.
Like, what's the name of the race you're racing in this
definitely
weekend?
Don't know.
I don't either.
Have you looked it up yet at this point?
It's too long to even remember. Like, you don't want to win this one because if you have to thank them at the end, there's no way you'll remember. You have to look at the big check just to see who paid you.
Say slick as O'Reilly oil. That's all you got to say.
I have another question for you.
Okay.
Can we get back to the story?
Talk
please.
To me, Paige. Oh, wow. You for one saying
saucy,
that.
He's saucy, isn't he? Okay.
He's been saucy since 6 a.m.
867-5309.
I'm kidding.
You know that number?
Yes.
867.
That's in the... Yeah.
Jenny. Tommy Two-Tone. Well, the number is one of the most famous 80s songs out there, and it's got a purpose now. It now connects you to professionals at the cancer support community.
That's cool.
Why would?
But you got to use the area code 272.
Well, why would it be available?
I would be. How are you going to know that one? The area code, they tell you that?
I imagine so.
I mean, it's very smart for the business.
I wish that was the hotline. Y'all get a lot more calls probably too.
272-867-5309. Jenny.
I mean, like, I don't know why that would be available.
It's just a nice thing.
If I were the phone company, I'd retire the number. It's like, you can't have it.
But anyway, I think it would be a more valuable number, though.
Oh, it would be. Like, it's smart for the business. But.
Yeah.
Or it's not a business, is it? Well, everything is.
Everything is a business. Cancer's
you're
a business.
You're a business.
I'm going to give you the business.
He's monkey, easy. He's monkey business over there. All right, so there's TikTok trend.
Uh-oh.
And now a weird one. The latest food trend that's going viral on TikTok is crispy pasta salad with air-fried pasta.
What?
That sounds really gross to me. I'm sorry.
I haven't seen this.
Air-fried pasta.
Which one of y'all don't have TikTok? You don't like TikTok, right? I don't really use it either. I have it. I don't ever look at it.
It has nothing to do with like the China stuff or anything. I just I don't need one more.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't use Twitter. I use it to retweet stuff only.
God, it sucks.
X, baby. X. Yeah, I agree. I just like, I don't want more stuff to keep up with.
Do you run your Facebook?
No.
Okay, so I didn't think
I don't even see it, to be honest.
Because we were going to like think about
going to
the, you're the biggest fan now or something.
Hey, yeah.
Really?
It is. I got a...
it says, I don't remember.
I got a badge. It says, you got a top fan badge for engaging with Jeremy Clements Racing. It's like, hell yeah.
What is it? What does he get for that?
I
racing suit.
Well, I got to give it to him.
Can he drive your car around the track?
Yeah, right.
It just displays a little badge like, hey.
We got to get him there first, Paige.
Right. That's...
Here's this nerd who doesn't do anything with his rest of his afternoon except for scroll Facebook videos. That's what it means.
Dang.
We got to get yourself
appreciate you
up.
For supporting me, though, on there, you know? Thank you.
I'm so narcissistic.
Hey,
I have a lot
there.
Of self-esteem.
What's that?
I don't mess with either Facebook. I don't have a regular Facebook. But, I mean, I see it and stuff. I like your stuff. And I see more from Jeremy Clements Racing than I do Jeremy Clements. So.
Well, yeah, there is not one.
That makes sense.
It's just one in the.
Well, I was looking. I thought you'd block me again.
No.
AP Mons. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Pat Boy said if there was a swingers club, they should have an upside down pineapple door.
Great idea.
Starts to Googling swinger clubs and happens upon what we thought was called the Playboy Club in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I've jumped in on the research team as well.
Ooh.
It changed names like a lot of businesses do when they're doing things. And it started off originally as the Playmate Club. They had to change it because of infringement. They changed it to Play Lake, but it says here locals called it Play Late with a T.
Ooh. I like that.
And then Fat Boy says, "I wonder if Edith, our, you know, we're not supposed to play favorites, but if they allowed it to happen, I think you know my top five.
I mean, how could you not? She's full of." All kind of stories.
And then she calls. She calls right in. And in fact, she did know the place, and she danced in the club at the age of 15 years young. Edith, welcome back.
Hey, baby.
Patience are a virtue, and you're a virtuosa.
Hey, beautiful.
Hey, darling.
Okay. Dang, man.
All right.
I don't know where this goes.
We also, Edith, we were talking in the background here about, and again, I do want to point this out, too. We are... I wasn't told to say this. I think it's kind of appropriate. We're not trying to glamorize dancing in a club at the age of 15. But now Edith's of age and is telling her story. I was saying, and I don't want to date you. I mean, not like being in a relationship with you. I'm actually in one now. But like, I meant like try to guess your age. I would never do that. But I was trying to think like what would be playing in the background. And Fat Boy says, "Oh yeah, we should put up." So I went with Molly Hatchet. Flirting with the Disaster. Is that cool?
That's a great
one. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. All right. So, 15 years. How did you meet the owner of the club, the infamous owner of the club that was at one point arrested for the murder plot of his wife. How did you?
I met him through another dear friend who also had a business here.
If you want to say their first name only. Again, I don't mind like blowing the lid or telling stories, but I also don't want to get fired.
He's still fighting. He's still fighting. So I don't want to.
For his life?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Okay.
For the rest of his life in behind bars?
Or, wow.
Yeah.
Because the time frame of this was like 70s, right? Like mid-70s?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was 1973-74.
Okay.
My gosh. Speaking of pools, I was still swimming around in my dad's.
Well, okay. So one of the questions y'all were talking about, my parents did not know.
Okay, parents did not know. I'm going to write that down. How did you meet the owner? You said through another business owner. What was that business? Yeah. Not the name, but what kind of business?
Dealing in items.
Pawn shop?
No.
Drugs?
No. Oh, no. It was
I think it's all legal.
It was all legal back then.
Well, Jim Crow? I don't know. What?
Oh, it was just like diamonds and jewelry and
stolen goods.
Well, probably.
Okay. So those people kind of, maybe hang out in circles together. Okay. So that guy, would you say that guy, did he talk to some of your other friends and maybe like he was the guy that's like, hey, nightclub owner, you need a diamond for your girl? Guess what? I've got some girls for your club.
No. I was the only friend at the time who actually had their backs, even at that age. But I looked like I was 21. I mean, I was 44 double D.
Jesus.
What are you now?
38. Hey, awesome. When you lose weight, you lose it there first.
Well, when's it go to the side handles or love handles? Because, Lord God.
I thought there was going to be like a connection to where maybe you had an older boyfriend that was involved with the owner or the club somehow, and then that's how you came to be with the owner.
He was married.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, I knew there was something else.
Wow.
He was a dear friend.
So how did the guy approach you? Like, hey, did the guy know?
I approached him.
Okay. Okay, but did you ever lie about your age, or did he ever even ask?
I never lied about my age. He knew because I told him. I'm upfront and honest with everybody.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah,
I've always tried to be that way.
Right. Yeah.
So he was just like, come to the club, dance for a little bit, and just like that was it for starters.
Oh yeah.
Did they?
He wanted to just see how I did and the reaction and everything. And
did they supply the string bikini, as you said?
Oh no, I had my own stored away.
Okay.
So are we talking about like when you first get there? Are you doing this a couple times a week? Are you trying to? You got to sneak out and do it. Like, how was that working?
Yeah. Where did you tell your parents you were going at night?
My girlfriend's house.
Dude, I told man. Think back to all the times we did that. Like, hey, I'm going over to. I can't say any of my friends' names. I don't like when I say their names because they get a bunch of questions at work and stuff, and their family members. But let's say Tony. Hey, I'm going to spend a night at Tony's house. All right, Matthew. And I'm really going over to my girlfriend's house because her parents are out of town. She told them the same thing. She's staying over at Tony's. So, okay, you go. You stay out all night long at 15 years old?
Yeah.
And then slept back into the house before they woke? Or?
Oh, I never come back home till I was supposed to. I was spending the night with a girlfriend.
Right. So what would you do once the club closed down? Do you just go to a diner and have breakfast at 15?
Uh-huh.
I mean, are you serious?
Waffle House was always Waffle House and Crystals. crystals was good if you were drinking.
What's up, Jack in the Box?
You were just socializing.
Sure.
So when you get there, you're 15 years old. Say you're doing this for a little bit. You got to be offered drugs at some point, right? Like, that's got to come into play.
No.
Oh, really?
No, it was completely hands off. Now, I smoked pot outside every night.
Yeah.
You know, and in the back room.
Oh. So you're naughty. So nothing, and this, you have to realize this too. You know, you're 15, so no one's going to judge you by any of this stuff. Because, I mean, hell, you know, at 15, you know, if they, you know, rich ladies came up and said, "Hey, fat ass, would you like to come
break dance for me?
Would
naked.
You like to break dance and swim in trunks on stage?" I would certainly have jumped all over that. And then they said, "Hey, we can take this to another level. Take you home to some of older women. They want to run the town on you." You know, I'd be like, oh, "Okay."
That's the next question. Like, Edith, were you propositioned by maybe any couples that were in there at the time,
or just dudes in general?
No. No, wow. I was very well protected. Oh, no. It was almost as if my daddy was standing at the door with a butcher knife.
Oh, my God.
I was going to ask that.
Well protected.
Did?
Now, that he never wanted anything to happen. He walked me back out,
yeah.
Put me in the cab, set me where I was going to go, and I had enough money. I had quite a bit of money for a long time.
I was going to say, what was the compensation, like per night or whatever?
Well, it wasn't anything for me to walk away with $1,000 a night, and that was back then.
Wow.
Yeah, because when you researched this place, they said there were thousands of people a night that would come like in and out of this place.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
There was a lot.
How long did you do this for, Edith?
For about a year. Just a year, yeah. Because I also got a job down at Truck City washing dishes.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. You left the thousand. Now, granted, you were 15 and this is illegal and la-di-da, yeah. But all that. But, like, you also went to Truck City, a truck stop maybe, like a diner kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. That's where all the, at one time, Dolly Parton come through, Kenya.
She's like, wait a minute, are we related? I just noticed your breast. She said she was 44BB. Yeah.
So, did you know about
Jolene, about her now?
Right? She really did. Did you know about the relationship between the owner and his wife? Because everything says they had an open relationship for the most part.
They did. She'd be over in one corner and he'd be over in another corner. They'd always have somebody.
Wow. See,
that's where the dissension started to creep in.
Did you, like, you talked about being in the back room and you kind of laughed real good when you were doing that. Did you, like, not that you participated, but did you see, like, the drugs of the time, you know? The open.
That's how I knew when I got old enough. And it wasn't until after I got married and divorced the first time that I actually introduced myself to the harder stuff.
Oh.
So all that saying that marijuana is the gateway to drugs, no, it's not.
No.
It's mind over matter. If you ain't got a mind, it don't matter.
No.
So I don't know if you know this. So the murder plot, there was a boyfriend involved. The owner's wife had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Did you know the boyfriend or like kind of see that going on?
He was the bouncer.
Wow. Oh,
Jesus, he was there every day.
Edith, I'm going to give you like a gift card or something to my website, just something to compensate you for this, because to be honest with you. No, yeah,
no.
Bull, I'll feel guilty because this is going to go.
Look, guys, my love is given to y'all for free.
Well, I thought you didn't work anymore.
Just kidding.
My love is given.
Will you come
to
dance
y'all
in the studio then?
Oh, yeah.
Honey, if I was to do that now, because I've had 13 back surgeries,
we'll get a hammock in here. You can just lay in the hammock in a stream bikini.
I'm Sarah Turney,
and I'm Courtney Nicole.
We're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, The Final Hours.
Crime has impacted both of our families, teaching us how the last conversations, the missed red flags, can change everything.
On the final hours, we examine the moments before a disappearance and the questions that never got answered. A podcast that puts the moments before a disappearance under a microscope.
Listen to and follow The Final Hours, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Servicing your ear holes.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say famous people celebrating a birthday on the 19th of March. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Hey.
Look at that. That was a good one.
That's a good sucking, huh? You like it?
He does.
Start with this this gentleman here.
Gentleman.
He's a rapper who's been known to hook up with a mom or two on the road.
Hmm.
He's entertains women of different ages.
All right, Gravy.
Mm. Yep. Young Gravy.
I don't even know.
He's
that
white.
Is. You don't know Gravy?
Oh,
Jug.
Goodness, Jug.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm out of touch hell, but and you know what's funny is I have a.
I don't even feel like that's right to type in my browser.
Young is spelled with no O.
For real?
Yep.
Okay. That's
what is
confusing.
Playing right now? Your phone is playing.
Ah, hell, it deleted it.
Is it playing
something
dirty?
Don't wait on me. Don't hold the show.
It looks like
a cowboy.
You got to go first.
What is playing right now? I hear other sounds.
Is this the right guy? He looks like a
cowboy. That's Gravy. Yeah.
That's Gravy.
He did it like parodies, and people are like, dude, you're really a good rapper, so maybe seek this out.
Dude, I didn't even know this.
That guy. What was his name?
Holy hell, he's 6'8".
Yeah, he's very tall.
I just know it. He had so many nicknames.
It's like I just realized. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't keep up with Young Gravy.
On the weekend,
I like old Gravy better.
On the weekends,
Little Steamer. That's what it was.
Little Steamer.
Yeah, that was one.
Is that a real one too?
I thought that was Ricky Steamboat's son.
Mr. Clean.
Sounds
Little
like
Steamer.
What you were doing in the bathroom when I was in there with you.
Somebody attacked it before I got to it. Like, ooh, hang on.
Me and Fatboy had a bathroom date together. We talked the whole time and.
Oh, I couldn't have been.
I know you hate that. I'd make you do it.
If you make the toilet here look like the Gulches, I can't do it.
I've
oh my God.
We go in the bathroom together. I'm going to talk to you.
I won't respond. An employee.
He's not joking either.
Thought I was the biggest jerk in the world. I told him. I said I don't talk in the bathroom. Not when I have my when I'm in my hand. I'll wash my hands and talk to you.
Come on,
but if
man.
If you have your hand, if you're peeing.
You want me to have my hand on your hand?
No!
I won't talk in there while someone has themselves in their hand. I won't.
Just the way you say it, it's funny.
It must be really.
I mean, I never think about it like that at all. I'm just like, hey, man, what's going on? What you going to do later?
Did you ever bathe at Ocean Lakes as a child in a bathhouse?
No.
Okay, well, you just get weirded out by that stuff.
I wouldn't like it.
See stuff floating down
bathe?
The little river.
Oh, jeez. Fat Chuck.
Yeah, it smells
terrible. Yeah, wrong
dude,
one.
Somebody make that AI.
I love debate.
We already work
do
with Fat
Chuck.
Do
it every
day. How old's Gravy?
Baths.
Gravy's like 30.
I saw it already. I can't answer.
You saw it?
Yeah.
You got it.
Well, I looked it up. Remember, right. I looked
Lordy, Lordy.
Not yet. I'll give you a hint.
39 now. Is he really that old?
35.
He is exactly 30 years old today.
Wow. The big 3-0.
Young Gravy.
So, my grandson, I made make a playlist for my grandson, because, he don't want to listen to the stuff I listen to. He said he loves AC/DC.
He does.
There's a Young Gravy song he likes. It's not dirty. It's on the Spidey and Friends soundtrack.
I wonder.
It's called Super Good. I've rejoined with it before.
Oh, yeah. We'll play it because the next birthday does not have music. So, we can play it for that.
Well, yeah.
He's probably not listening.
Now, what kind of a grandkid is that doesn't listen?
Well,
Teddy Man listens a bit.
Yeah, he does. He probably just sits there and is there that emoji where that you're smiling but you're drooling a little bit? That's his emoji. He's always smiling.
You got a little drool though?
Yeah, it's tell him blue in the face, but it literally is like you'll be over there, he'll be sitting in the room, he's 7 months. And elderly person they would bring from a nursing home or the hospital to Christmas, and they're sitting there in the wheelchair. They got the blanket over their legs or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They just sit there, and you make eye contact with them, and they're like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just look
that's
over.
Why, the same way with him.
Do you want to live to your that when to your like that? I don't think I do.
It's the same.
I don't think I want to.
You go from wearing diapers and drooling everywhere to living life and then wearing diapers and drooling everywhere.
It was Freud's circle of whatever the hell? Freud or Jung, one of them.
Jung.
You revert back to.
I don't want
to
do that.
Whatever the hell.
You this think is not Benjamin Button.
This is not the song, but
we use it.
We use it for this baseball player. He's a Dodger. He went to school with Matthew Stafford. They actually played baseball together and football together.
He didn't want to leave, though, did he? He didn't want to get – did he always play for the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Oh.
He either just retired or – yeah, I think last year was his last year.
He just retired last year.
Pitcher.
Clayton Kershaw?
Yeah. This is Clayton Kershaw.
I did not know he went
there. Yes.
Yeah, me and Matt Stafford went to high school together.
I did not know that. I'd be dad blame. I was thinking, I thought it was Ohtani for him.
He's probably
Ohtani. Shohei me Ohtani.
Ohtani.
Haney.
Yeah, he's definitely not from Texas.
I see a Dodgers logo. Who is it? Oh, it's Freddie Freeman.
Ah, damn.
Actually, that wouldn't be bad either. He's good.
Freddie.
I just don't. He didn't want to leave Atlanta, but you didn't want to stay either.
That's true. You got to pay a lot of money, though, and now half of it's going to taxes.
Yeah. He's a legend with both now. He won rings with both teams.
Yep.
Guido might not claim him, though, Dave Guido.
No, he's home team loyal for sure. And Boston and Buffalo didn't have a – well, they had the Buffalo – no, they didn't have a baseball team ever, did they?
Mm-mm.
Maybe a minor league team. Anyway.
They go to Boston, then Milwaukee?
I think so, yeah.
Warren Spahn was Milwaukee.
Yeah, Eddie Matthews. And a young Henry Hank
Aaron. I'd say he's 38.
I'm going to go 43. 41.
Oh.
Wow. Well, you're both wrong.
No. Your guesses suck.
He is 38 years old.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Hell yeah.
You probably taught him at the ESPYs, don't you?
Let's see if you can get the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's his birthday today.
The ESPYs, I was not referring to the ESPN award. I was talking about a thing that's about bathroom situations.
Oh. Yeah.
It's what you do to your pants.
Oh.
You ask your piece.
Well, let's go find out together after the show.
I won't talk to you about it.
4 minutes.
He won't do it. He was never there. Andy Reid's birthday.
Oh. He's old. He's probably 74.
Future Hall of Famer.
Who are the chefs?
I think he's close to Shula's record, maybe. Active coach-wise, really? He's the closest. Belichick might be the closest, but active wise, you know,
what Reed's is the closest.
I don't even remember the number.
I think it used to be 343.
Are you a sports guy anymore?
No.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I feel like I've asked you a lot of sports questions, and he's got a lot, gave me a lot of I don't know.
This is what I figured out with my life and stuff is that you remember little significant things, but then as you get older, you have to remember more.
Yeah, it's true.
Sucks, man.
And it's like a Jenga board. Like, little memories get pushed out, new ones get... And eventually, guess what happens? You lose your mind and get dementia and you forget everything.
You didn't even do the sports segment this morning.
God, you don't listen anymore. We haven't done sports in 2 months.
I don't listen to
you
that
You
want to
know
usually,
what we're going to do on
usually
Thursday
I wake up about
next 7,
7:30.
Coming up next,
I guessed already, but hell,
what's up, dog? 347. I missed it by four.
That's what it was. He's got to be close. Andy Reid is 68 years old.
Oh, bless
Bruce Willis.
Damn it.
How old is Bruce?
I had the moonlighting theme.
He's 71.
Two.
God dang. 72. He is 71 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah, look.
Damn, I'm on it.
What'd that say? 71, Bruce Willis.
Hell yeah. Oh, he is.
Happy heavenly birthday to Rerun, Fred Berry. Would have been 75 years old.
I was going to say.
And the legend, you're sitting in my chair, Wyatt Earp, would have been 178 years old.
What?
That's what Bruce Willis, or not Bruce
Why
Willis.
Why even say that at that point?
That's what remember Kurt Russell in Tombstone? You're sitting in my chair. He was Wyatt Earp. Great movie.
See, Fatboy quotes Tombstone a good bit.
It's a good movie.
I can't remember much about it.
Pepperonis,
I don't
sausage.
Either. I need to go watch that one again.
Not Tombstone Pizza, the movie. Pizza.
Yeah.
How do you like your pizza?
Well, nobody can agree if he says Huckle Bear or Huckleberry. Like, nobody can agree what the line is.
Paige says it's Dingleberry.
It is.
What year did that movie come out?
92 or 93.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I don't even remember it. Why's it got so many hats on?
Billy Bob Thornton was in it.
It's TV. It's...
I'd like, if you, your doctor's listening right now, I'd like you to prescribe him Adderall or Ritalin.
And then give it to us.
I don't know what the second one is, but sounds fun.
I think that's for kids.
Sounds fun.
But you, it may, maybe make you drive faster.
It might help me focus, you know?
I don't have it either. I lose it. I get it. I lose it.
I didn't derail the show too much today.
No.
That's fine.
Just kept it on track.
That was the IT department.
Yeah.
It really was.
Oh, no.
They misspell it. They're missing the S and the H.
I had a lot of fun.
Oh, my God.
It's the most fun you can have in the morning.
They probably say the same thing about us. Oh, yeah, well, your show, we say the same thing about that, too. Yeah.
I heard there's a meeting with y'all for
the,
with the boss man after.
Boss
yes, there is.
Out of town till Monday.
We have an award, by God.
I remember hearing that, like, Monday or something. Somebody said that. Oh. They said the show was more fun when the balls ain't in town. You're like, Dad got it.
Yeah, that was me. I said that.
Well, we do have a, like, we do have a big, like, call to arms kind of meeting on Tuesday right after the show. So if we're not here Wednesday,
some of that going on.
Oh, you're doing a turkey call. I love it. Turkey call. Well, look. Look at all the women coming down from Asheville right now.
There you go.
I'd like to say thank you, Jug.
Thank
for coming
you.
In and being so canned and fun like you always are.
Thank you, Rise Guys.
Thank you,
Paige, for having me.
Thank you.
I really think, and this is crazy that I'm saying this, when I always say that there's too many podcasts out there, but why don't you do one?
Way too many.
I don't have enough content for that.
Yeah, you do.
I'd have to have somebody creative like yourself to run it.
Well, I will. Let me write down my number. Let me write down.
I have it in this iPhone right here, actually.
Watch us turn into a podcast now with like a beautiful studio that like makes ours the light.
Oh, I would make sure I'd have everything working right.
Ouch!
I told him I'm going to give him my number, and he says I already have it in my phone. No, my number that I would need to do your podcast.
Oh,
there's the number.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, that's a picture of a frenulum. I apologize.
The app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Matt Norlander, co-host of the Ion College Basketball Podcast with Gary Parrish. We are part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, and College Hoops is turning toward what's going to be a phenomenal March. So be sure you are tuned into the show. We're going to be publishing at least 4 shows every week. Follow and listen to Ion College Basketball free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. March is coming.